and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are giving our listeners the cold and flu.
Mom, I think you meant to say we are going to give our listeners information about the common cold and influenza.
Yep.
Okay. So we should probably start out by explaining to our listeners what the cold and the flu are. We know that they are not the same, but what do they have in common and what are the differences between the two? Basically, when does someone have a cold and when do they have the flu? And also, how is each treated?
Well, when I hear the term flu, I think of two things. The human influenza virus, which refers to a small group of viruses which can cause a contagious respiratory illness. But then there is gastroenteritis, which some may refer to as a stomach flu.
And I think of the thing in your fireplace.
That's spelled differently.
Okay.
We're talking about F-L-U.
Okay. And I wonder why those things are both called the flu.
Well, influenza, that is Italian, and it means influence.
And you are Italian, so you would know. So influenza intestinale is what we've heard of as the stomach flu, which we're not talking about today. But that could cause diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps. Today, we're focusing on the human influenza virus, which is a respiratory illness, and that comes from influenza del freddo, or influence of the cold.
The common cold is caused by a coronavirus and or something called rhinoviruses. These viruses typically cause short-lived, moderate illnesses which affect the nose and throat.
Right. In general, the human influenza virus causes more serious illnesses than the common cold.
I like to think of it this way. Colds creep up on you slowly, causing your nose to run, coughing, and it can be mild.
Yep, the five C's of cold.
In that same vein, the flu flattens you out fast, causes fever, fatigue, and for some, a headache. And also, the flu can be fatal.
Right. Peter picked a peck of pickled purple peppers for Podcast DX.
Yeah. So this was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
When with both the cold and the flu, there are steps that you can take to lessen your chance of getting sick. The first and most foremost important step is to get a flu shot or a vaccination every year. The flu vaccine can significantly reduce your chances of getting the flu, flu-related illnesses, or serious and potential deadly flu complications.
Right. Some people actually may be allergic to some components of the vaccination, so make sure that you ask your healthcare provider if the flu shot is safe and right for you.
You can also reduce your chances of getting sick if you do the following. Stay away from people who are sick. Make sure to cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Wear a mask if possible.
Because Zorro never gets sick.
That's true.
Wash your hands. And also disinfect frequently used surfaces like doorknobs.
Good point. You may be able to pass the flu on to somebody else before you even know that you are sick, as well as when you actually feel sick. So there's like a precursor time. I wonder why people are more likely to get respiratory illnesses in cold weather.
Well, research has shown that viruses stay up in the air longer when it is cold and dry outside.
Oh, that's why.
And also, when it's cold outside, people are more likely to stay indoors, where air is recirculated and rarely fresh. And remember that the human influenza viruses can result in complications, which may require hospitalization. For example, pneumonia, bronchitis, sinus infections, ear infections. These are all examples of flu-related complications. The flu can also make chronic health problems worse.
Well, now that we have talked about the flu and the common cold, I want to clear up some misconceptions about getting vaccinated for the flu.
Sure.
Can you get the flu from a vaccination?
Nope, you cannot. Research has shown that the flu vaccines do not cause flu illness. Flu vaccines, which are injected, you know, like the flu shot,
right,
are currently made in two ways. The vaccine is made from flu viruses that have been inactivated or killed, or with a single gene from a flu virus. These vaccines produce an immune response without causing infection.
Okay. Another question. Do I have to get a flu vaccination every year?
The answer would be yes. The Center for Disease Control, or the CDC, they recommend a yearly flu vaccine for nearly everyone 6 months and older. An individual's immune protection from vaccination can decline over time, so an annual vaccination is needed to get the optimal protection against the flu.
Okay. Why do I sometimes feel sick after a vaccination?
Well, some people will have a mild reaction to a flu vaccination. The most common side effects from flu shots are redness, tenderness, and swelling at the injection site itself. And some people have reported a low-grade fever, headache, and muscle aches after vaccination. And this is the same as if someone's injected with saline solution.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter what you're injected with, you could still have those side effects.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now, last year I got my flu shot, but I still got sick. So what's up with that?
Well, it was you did a shot of vodka, and it's not the same thing. Well, even after you've been vaccinated against the flu, you can still be susceptible to other respiratory viruses, like we had mentioned earlier, the rhinovirus, and that's associated with the common cold. And it can cause symptoms which are similar to the flu and are also spread and cause illness during the flu season. The flu vaccine only protects against influenza, the human influenza viruses, and not other illnesses.
Lita, it's also possible that you can be exposed to influenza viruses which cause the flu before getting vaccinated or during the two-week period after vaccination that it takes the body to develop the immune protection. This exposure might have resulted in an infection before protection from the vaccine ever taking effect.
Okay. I'm not sick now. I just cleared my throat. Maybe I was sick from a different flu virus than the one that last year's vaccine was designed to protect against.
Sure.
There are so many different flu viruses that spread and cause illness among people.
Okay. Yeah, that's possible. And, you know, and I was wondering, so if getting one vaccination is good, what if we all got multiple flu vaccinations every year?
Well, I'm not going to volunteer to be a human pincushion. In adults, studies have not shown that there's any benefit from getting more than one dose of a vaccine during the same influenza season.
Okay. Well, I think we've learned a lot about the differences between the flu and the common cold. And I plan on just heading to Australia from September to April and avoiding the cold weather altogether.
Oh, I thought maybe they don't get the flu there.
No, I think they might get the flu during their cold season, which is our summer season.
Oh.
So I think being a
nomad. You're just
going to
keep traveling.
Yep.
Okay.
I like the way you think, Jean.
That's a good idea.
Yep. I think we should all be nomadic.
There you go.
Can we put that on the expense report?
Sure. Actually, you know what we could do? We could do a house swap. There's got to be a family in Australia that doesn't want to get the flu and they want to change houses with us.
No, wait, that wouldn't work.
No?
No, because they would have to be here in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Sorry, people in Australia, you're going to get
maybe
the flu and we're
it
not.
It would be a family that thinks that the cold and snow is novel and fascinating. And
true.
They've never, yeah. Had
okay.
That wonderful experience.
Well, if you that was it. If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. And as always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.